Richard Gasperi was a kind of pioneer dealer of self-taught art in New Orleans, and he had a relationship with the Henry family from Melrose Plantation and purchased these around 1980. So the sketchbook was actually 26 paintings bound in Bakelite spiral. Richard Gasperi recognized immediately that this was a little something different from Clementine Hunter. They were very, very early, 1946. And kind of depicted her life as she saw it at Melrose, depicting the people and the landscape and even the animals and flowers. It's a real joy in the paintings, and I think Richard recognized that and had a dream of publishing this as a book one day. Actually, when Hurricane Katrina was headed towards New Orleans and he and his partner decided at the last minute that they needed to evacuate, he had to choose from over 500 works that he had personally collected from his career as a dealer. What he ended up grabbing was just this sketchbook, his partner Jim and their dog, and evacuated with only those because he recognized the value and really wanted to see this published. So now we've made that happen.
So when you talk about Clementine Hunter's relationship to painting, what happened there? In 1980, how was her work seen at that time when this notebook was purchased?
She was in her 90s. You know, she was born in Hidden Hill Plantation and then spent most of her life on Melrose Plantation. And the very end of her life, she lived in a small trailer very near Melrose Plantation. Her career in painting actually started in around 1939, but in 1939, Alberta Kinsey was at Melrose Plantation on an artist retreat, and Clementine Hunter had been watching her very closely as she painted. Alberta was a painter from the French Quarter. She noticed Clementine's interest in the painting process, so she decided to leave her with some brushes and paints and apologized for not having any canvases to give her. Well, that very night, Clementine went home and pulled the window shade from her window and painted a baptism scene. Everyone immediately saw that she had natural talent and encouraged her to continue. And these are shortly thereafter, these works on paper.
So what was her role on the plantation? What did she do there? What was her life like?
She was a domestic. She definitely spent time picking cotton, but she did eventually moved into the big house where she was cleaning and cooking and was known as a very great cook and actually did a cookbook. But she saw fame in her lifetime, which is unusual for a lot of self-taught artists of her generation, and was actually given an honorary doctorate degree in fine art at, from Northwestern State University, and was invited to the White House by Jimmy Carter. And the story that I've been told is that when she was told that President Carter wished that she would come to the White House, she said, well, President Carter knows where I live. He can come see me.
So this is one of the images that really stands out to you. What is it?
It's a buck. It looks like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, probably a 12-point buck, which would have been a big deer, just running through the forest. And all of these compositions, you see a horizon line that's very defined and carries almost throughout every piece. Another piece that's really unique are the two dogs just kind of laying in the field, resting in the sun. There's a beautiful self-portrait, but probably the two that are really stunning to me were side by side in the sketchbook, and that is a dancing couple and a woman who is sick in bed. And you can tell that she spent more time with these than she did in much of her later works. Later in life, as I said, she was just a factory and was churning it out, and it seemed like a job and something she didn't really want to do. And you see very, very simple brushstrokes. But with these, she spent a little more time, and you actually see kind of the desperation on the face of the woman sick in bed.
I think the woman sick in bed, and we'll look at it right here, is really fascinating. I mean, to me, this looks like Edvard Munch's The Scream, you know?
Very, very similar indeed. Yeah, you definitely have that kind of desperation on her face.
And so in this work here, we see the very beginnings of this great talent. I mean, how do you think Clementine Hunter fits into New Orleans as a Southern artist, as a Louisiana artist?
Well, Clementine is extremely collected by everyone across the state, and I think her just natural ability, the fact that this was a woman who was a domestic on a plantation who picked cotton and saw that kind of fame in her lifetime makes her kind of unique among Southern self-taught artists. And I think that natural sense of composition and color that we see throughout her career places her firmly in the context of Southern art in general, and not just self-taught art.
Bradley Summerall is curator at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art. Thanks so much for talking to us about Clementine Hunter and this sketchbook on display and being published for the first time.
Thanks, Eve.